Chapter 3. Interests and Estates. Interests and Estates in Land. Interests. An interest in real estate is an ownership of any combination of the bundle of rights to real property, including the rights to possess, use, transfer, encumber, and exclude. Undivided Interest. An undivided interest is an owner's interest in a property in which two or more parties share ownership. The terms undivided and indivisible signify that the owner's interest is in a fractional part of the entire estate, not in a physical portion of the real property itself. If two co-owners have an undivided equal interest, one owner may not lay claim to the northern half of the property for his or her exclusive use. Examples of interest include an owner who enjoys the complete bundle of rights, a tenant who temporarily enjoys the right to use and exclude, a mining company which temporarily owns the right to extract minerals from the property's subsurface, a local municipality which has the right to control how an owner uses the property, a utility company which claims access to the property in accordance with an easement. Interests differ according to how long a person may enjoy the interest, what portion of the air, land, or subsurface the interest applies to, whether the interest is public or private, and whether the interest includes legal ownership of the property. Interests are principally distinguished by whether they include possession. If the interest holder enjoys the right of possession, the party is considered to have an estate in land. If a private interest holder does not have the right to possess, the interest is an encumbrance. If the interest holder is not private, such as a government entity, and does not have the right to possess, the interest is some form of public interest. An encumbrance enables a non-owning party to restrict the owner's bundle of rights. Tax liens, mortgages, easements, and encroachments are examples. Public entities may own or lease real estate, in which case they enjoy an estate in land. However, government entities also have non-possessory interests in real estate, which act to control land use for the public good within the entity's jurisdiction. The prime example of public interest is police power, or the right of the local county or government to zone. Another example of public interest is the right to acquire ownership through the power of eminent domain. Estates in land. An estate in land is an interest that includes the right of possession. Depending on the length of time one may enjoy the right to possess the estate, the relationships of the parties owning the estate, and specific interests held in the estate, an estate is a freehold or a leasehold estate. In a freehold estate, the duration of the owner's rights cannot be determined. The rights may endure for a lifetime, for less than a lifetime, or for generations beyond the owner's lifetime. A leasehold estate is distinguished by its specific duration, as represented by the lease term. Ownership of a freehold estate is commonly equated with ownership of the property, whereas ownership of a leasehold estate is not so considered because the leaseholder's rights are temporary. Both leasehold and freehold estates are referred to as tenancies. The owner of the freehold estate is the freehold tenant, and the renter, or lessee, is the leasehold tenant. Freehold estates. Freehold estates differ primarily according to the duration of the estate and what happens to the estate when the owner dies. A freehold estate of potentially unlimited duration is a fee simple estate. An estate limited to the life of the owner is a life estate. Fee simple estate. The fee simple freehold estate is the highest form of ownership interest one can acquire in real estate. It includes the complete bundle of rights, and the tenancy is unlimited, with certain exceptions indicated below. The fee simple interest is also called the fee interest, or simply the fee. The owner of the fee simple interest is called the fee tenant. Fee simple estates, like all estates, remain subject to government restrictions and private interests. There are two forms of fee simple estate, absolute and defeasible. Fee simple absolute. The fee simple absolute estate is a perpetual estate that is not conditioned by stipulated or restricted uses. It may also be freely passed on to heirs. For these reasons, the fee simple absolute estate is the most desirable estate that can be obtained in residential real estate. It is also the most common. Fee simple defeasible. The defeasible fee estate is perpetual, provided the usage conforms to stated conditions. Essential characteristics are: the property must be used for a certain purpose or under certain conditions, or if the use changes or if prohibited conditions are present, the estate reverts to the previous grantor of the estate. The two types of fee simple defeasible are determinable and condition subsequent. Determinable. The deed to the determinable estate states usage limitations. If the restrictions are violated, the estate automatically reverts to the grantor or heirs. Condition subsequent. If any condition is violated, the previous owner may repossess the property. However, reversion of the estate is not automatic. The grantor must retake physical possession within a certain time frame. Life estate. A life estate is a freehold estate that is limited in duration to the life of the owner or another named person. Upon the death of the owner or other named individual, the estate passes to the original owner or another named party. The holder of the life estate is called the life tenant. The distinguishing characteristics of the life estate are: the owner enjoys full ownership rights during the estate period. Holders of future interest own either a reversionary or a remainder interest. And the estate may be created by agreement between private parties, or it may be created by law under prescribed circumstances. Remainder. If a life estate names a third party to receive title to the property upon termination of the life estate, the party enjoys a future interest called a remainder interest or a remainder estate. The holder of a remainder interest is called a remainderman. Reversion. If no remainder estate is established, the estate reverts to the original owner or the owner's heirs. In this situation, the original owner retains a reversionary interest or estate. The two types of life estates are the conventional and the legal life estate. Conventional life estate. A conventional life estate is created by grant from a fee simple property owner to the grantee, the life tenant. Following the termination of the estate, rights pass to a remainderman or revert to the previous owner. During the life estate period, the owner enjoys all ownership rights, provided he or she does not infringe on the rights of the remainder or reversion interest holders, such as by damaging the property or jeopardizing its value. Should such actions occur, holders of the future interest may take legal action against the property owners. The two types of conventional life estate are the ordinary and the pro rata vie life estate. Ordinary life estate. An ordinary life estate ends with the death of the life estate owner and may pass back to the original owners or their heirs, reversion, or to a named third party, remainder. For example, John King grants a life estate in a property to Mary Brown to endure over Mary's lifetime. John establishes that when Mary dies, the property will revert to himself. Pour autre vie. A pour autre vie life estate endures over the lifetime of a third person, after which the property passes from the tenant holder to the original grantor, reversion, or a third party, remainderman. For example, Yvonne sets up a life estate to Ryan to endure over the lifetime of Yvonne's husband Steve. Upon Steve's death, Yvonne establishes that her mother, Rose, will receive the property. Legal life estate. A legal life estate is created by state law as opposed to being created by a property owner's agreement. Provisions vary from state to state. The focus of a legal life estate is defining and protecting the property rights of surviving family members upon the death of the husband or wife. The major forms of legal life estate are the homestead, dower and courtesy, and elective share. Homestead. A homestead is one's principal residence. Homestead laws protect family members against losing their homes to general creditors attempting to collect on debts. Homestead laws generally provide that all portions of one's homestead are exempt from a forced sale executed for the collection of general debts, judgment liens. The various states place different limits on this exemption. Tax debts, seller financing debt, debts for home improvement, and mortgage debt are not exempt. The family must occupy the homestead. The homestead interest cannot be conveyed by one spouse. Both spouses must sign the deed conveying homestead property. The homestead exemption and restrictions endure over the life of the head of the household and pass on to children under legal age. State laws define specifically how the interest transfers upon the death of the household head. Homestead interests in a property are extinguished if the property is sold or abandoned. In some states, the exemption is automatic. In others, homeowners must file for the exemption. The homestead exemption from certain debts should not be confused with the homestead tax exemption, which exempts a portion of the property's value from taxation. Dower and courtesy. Dower is a wife's life estate interest in the husband's property. When the husband dies, the wife can make a claim to portions of the decedent's property. Courtesy is the identical right enjoyed by the husband in the deceased wife's property. Property acquired under dower laws is owned by the surviving spouse for the duration of his or her lifetime. To transfer property within dower and courtesy states, the husband or wife must obtain a release of the dower interest from the other spouse in order to convey clear title to another party. If both parties sign the conveyance, the dower right is automatically extinguished. Dower and courtesy laws have been largely supplanted by community property laws and elective share laws. Elective share. Elective share is a state-level statute enabling a surviving spouse to make a minimum claim to the deceased spouse's real and personal property in place of the provisions for such property in the decedent's will. For example, if a husband's will excludes the wife from any property inheritance, the wife may, upon the husband's death, make the elective share claim. Elective share laws generally provide that the surviving spouse is entitled to a percent of the deceased spouse's property, excepting homestead property and property the decedent owned exclusively. The surviving spouse must file for the elective share within a limited time period. If the spouse fails to file, the estate passes on according to the will or the state's laws of descent. And the elective share right pertains only to the surviving spouse and is not transferable. Leasehold estates. A leasehold estate, or leasehold, arises from the execution of a lease by a fee owner, the lessor, or landlord, to a lessee, or tenant. Since tenants do not own the fee interest, a leasehold estate is technically an item of personal property for the tenant. Leasehold tenants are entitled to possess and use the leased premises during the lease term in the manner prescribed in the lease. They also have restricted rights to exclusion. Estate for years. The estate for years is a leasehold estate for a definite period of time, with a beginning date and an ending date. The estate for years may endure for any length of term. At the end of the term, the estate automatically terminates, without any requirement of notice. For example, a landlord grants a tenant a 3-year lease. After the 3 years, the leasehold terminates, and the landlord may repossess the premises, renew the lease, or lease to someone else. Estate from period to period. In an estate from period to period, also called a periodic tenancy, the tenancy period automatically renews for an indefinite period of time, subject to timely payment of rent. At the end of a tenancy period, if the landlord accepts another regular payment of rent, the leasehold is considered to be renewed for another period. For example, a 2-year lease expires and the landlord grants a 6-month lease that is automatically renewable, provided the monthly rent is received on time. At the end of the 6 months, the tenant pays, and the landlord accepts another monthly rent payment. The acceptance of the rent automatically extends the leasehold for another 6 months. The most common form of periodic tenancy is the month-to-month lease, which may exist without any written agreement. Either party may terminate a periodic tenancy by giving proper notice to the other party. Proper notice is defined by state law. Estate at will. The estate at will, also called a tenancy at will, has no definite expiration date and hence no renewal cycle. The landlord and tenant agree that the tenancy will have no specified termination date, provided rent is paid on time and other lease conditions are met. For example, a son leases a house to his father and mother forever or until they want to move. The estate at will is terminated by proper notice or by the death of either party. Estate at sufferance. In an estate at sufferance, a tenant occupies the premises without the consent of the landlord or other legal agreement with the landlord. Usually, such an estate involves a tenant who fails to vacate at the expiration of the lease, continuing occupancy without any right to do so. For example, a tenant violates the provisions of a lease and is evicted. The tenant protests and refuses to leave despite the eviction order. Chapter 3 Snapshot Review. Interests and Estates in Land. Interests, here defined as any combination of bundle of rights, estates, encumbrances, or police powers. Estates in land include right of possession, also called tenancies, leaseholds of limited duration, and freeholds, in which the duration is not necessarily limited. Freehold estates implies ownership in contrast to leasehold. Fee simple estate, also called fee, most common form of estate, not limited by one's lifetime. Fee simple absolute is the highest form of ownership interest. Defeasible can revert to previous owner for violation of conditions. Life estate is a fee estate which passes to another upon the death of a named party. A remainder, interest of a named party to receive the estate after the holder's death. Reversion, interest of previous owner to receive estate after holder's death. A conventional life estate. Full ownership interest limited to lifetime of life tenant or another named party. Created by agreements between parties. Ordinary on death of life tenant passes to remainderman or previous owner. Pour autre vie on death of another passes to remainderman or previous owner. Legal life estate. Automatic creation of estate through operation of law. Designed to protect family survivors. Homestead. Rights to one's principal residence, laws protect homestead from certain creditors, dower and courtesy, a life estate interest of a widow or widower in the real property, elective share, the right to claim a deceased spouse's property in lieu of a will, leasehold estates, non-ownership possessory estates of limited duration, estate for years, specific stated duration per lease. Estate from period to period. Lease term renews automatically upon acceptance of monthly or periodic rent. Estate at will. Tenancy for indefinite period subject to rent payment, cancelable with notice. Estate at sufferance. Tenancy against landlord's will and without an agreement.